Welcome to the podcast ABCs of Parenting Adult Children. Please join us as we discuss parenting adult children and the unique struggles that it comes along with.
Hello and welcome to ABCs of Parenting Adult Children podcast. My name is James Moffitt and I'll be your host. Today is March 17th, 2024. Episode 17 is going to be called Boomerang Syndrome or Boomerang Children. Today we're going to do this podcast episode and I'm not going to have any video. I'm not interviewing a guest speaker on Zoom or anything like that. So I just thought I would just do a audio only podcast episode. I want you to be able to relax, close your eyes. Of course, if you're driving, I know a lot of people like to drive and listen to podcasts. So if you're driving, please keep your eyes wide open and pay attention to what's on the road in front of you and listen to the podcast. That's a that's a free public safety announcement for you from the podcast. Anyway, I love my children and want the very best for them. I want them to experience life to the fullest. I want them to pursue their interests and their dreams. I want them to be passionate about whatever it is that they have passion for. I want them to be successful and positive citizens of society. I want them to make us proud when they're living in their communities. I want people they encounter to come away thinking, "Wow, those parents did a wonderful job raising that young woman or man." We can only hope for that, right? I believe that all parents can identify with the above paragraph. We all want these things for our children. We send our young adults out into the world to forge a path for themselves, and we hope and pray that things work out for them. Life can be hard and unforgiving. Our young adults find out very quickly how hard life can be. When our young adults stumble and fall because of circumstances outside of their control, or perhaps because of making a bad decision, we hope that they can recover gracefully. We hope that they will be tenacious enough to be persistent, get up, and dust off the dirt of the world and move on. What do I mean by boomerang syndrome or boomerang children? Sometimes our young adults come to the end of their resources and find that they're not able to stand on their own 2 feet without assistance. Sometimes our young adults need to come back home. They need a safe place where they can recover and consider how they should do things the second time. Or in your case, maybe it's the third or the fourth time. We all deserve second chances in life, even if the mistakes that landed them in this situation was their own fault. I'm not talking about being a helicopter parent. That parent that inserts themselves into every aspect of their young adult's life. That persistent smothering them with suggestions and critiques about it, their every move. Being there in a codependent relationship is not good for the young adult or the parent. I'm talking about accepting your young adult for who they are and understanding that some people take longer to become self-sustaining adults. Being able to accept the fact that your young adults are going to make some stupid decisions despite the training you gave them early on while they were still at home. Understanding that some of the shortcomings that your young adult is dealing with might reflect some inadequacies in yourself. As they say, a chip off the old block. In 2015, my wife and I had two teenagers who lived at home. They were young adults. One was a young man and one was a young lady. I'm thinking between the ages of, 16 or 18 years old. They were strong-willed children and they wanted to do what they wanted to do when they wanted to do it. Does that sound familiar? They were not willing to follow the rules of the house and decided to drop out of high school. That was a bombshell. That was something we were not expecting. Eventually, our young adults moved out. They moved out because I kicked them out of the nest. I told them that if they were not going to follow the rules, then they could just get out and go live life as they wanted to. Just not under our roof. Yes, I regret having said that, but I had a my way or the highway attitude. My wife and I were working and going to school, and the young adults were not willing to lift a finger to be supportive of the family unit. They refused to cook for themselves or clean their rooms. They did laundry when they felt like it. Most of the time, their mother wound up having to do these things after working all day. That was when the Facebook support group was formed. Parenting Young Adults in Tough Love started out slowly. That was in 2015, or almost 10 years ago. Now we have 1.1 thousand members and a podcast called ABCs of Parenting Adult Children, which you're listening to now. Today, our two young adults are in different places in life. My son, who is 26, is an attorney in Charleston, South Carolina. He got his GED and went to a two-year college and then finished up at a four-year college where he got his bachelor's degree. He then went to a three-year law school called Washington and Lee in Virginia. He can now practice law in Virginia and South Carolina. We're very proud of the man he is becoming. Our daughter, who is 32, has recently come back home. This is the second time around. I guess you could say she is our boomerang young adult. I'm glad that we are here for her and that she can feel safe here. This is a no-judgment zone. We understand collectively that she's made some mistakes. We are all in that boat. When I was in my early to mid-20s, I was a dumpster fire. It's amazing that I survived those years. And on a personal note, I was a dumpster fire. I can't believe that I'm still alive, right? We are not helicopter parents. For the most part, we work during the day while she hangs out at the house. My daughter and my wife talk about stuff via Facebook Messenger on and off during the day. They were doing that when she was out on her own going from one state to the next. That is because we provided her a cell phone on our T-Mobile family plan so that we could stay in touch with her and so that my wife didn't suffer undue anxiety when she would drop off the grid and just disappear on us. When we are home, our daughter stays in her room with her dog and does not interact with us much. I am hopeful that our helping her out with a place to stay and earning some spare bucks by cleaning the house and watching the animals when we go out of town will help her to jumpstart life as a young adult. What I'm saying is this: we all have a story, and the ending has not been written yet. Life has many chapters. There are lots of plot twists, and sometimes things don't work out like you would want. So I want to stop there and say this. Sometimes our young adults don't go down the path that we envision for them, right? If you're an attorney or a doctor or a tradesman or nurse or nurse practitioner or a janitor or security officer or attorney, what have you, you know, no matter what our vocation is, we kind of want our children to follow in our footsteps, right? We kind of have that vision for them. And sometimes our children or our young adults, they don't embrace that. They go out into the world and maybe they want to be a rock star or a tattoo artist or fill in the blank with whatever it is that you can fill in the blank with. We all have children that are listening to this and you know what I'm talking about. Our kids go out and do their thing, and sometimes the decisions or the identity they choose for themselves shocks us because what they've chosen doesn't fit our picture of where we want them to be or where we think they should be. So that kind of enters into this equation as well as being parents. Sometimes we just have to go, well, it doesn't have to work for us to work for them, right? They choose their identity. They choose who they want to be. They choose with what they want to identify with in the world. They choose their world, their worldview, which may not line up with ours. We're talking about, you know, politics, religion, what have you, sexuality, all of those wonderful topics. All right. I'm also saying that we must take the bad with the good. That kind of fits in with what I just said. Providing a no-judgment zone in your home will provide your young adult with a safe place to begin again. I'm not saying that providing a safe place for your young adult does not mean you have to tolerate verbal or physical abuse by them. For this to work, there has to be healthy boundaries in place for everyone involved. Our daughter knows that I will not tolerate alcohol or drugs in our home. Our daughter goes outside on the porch to smoke and does not do that in the house, because we're not smokers. For the most part, the living arrangements working out in peace in our home has remained intact. So I'm going to stop there and say that peace that passes all understanding, it's sort of a biblical principle. And while I don't talk about our faith in God or religion on this podcast episode, or any of the podcast episodes for that matter, we are people of faith. We do have faith in God, and I realize that our faith in God may not line up perfectly with your faith in God or who your God is, right? So you do you, and I do me, and we'll all be happy, right? So peace is very important. And my wife and I, even though we're empty nesters, we have two dogs and two cats, and now our daughter's back living in a spare bedroom. But we still have place a high importance on peace. There has to be peace. If your young adults have to come back to roost for a spell, that does not mean you're a failure as a parent. It just means that your young adult is struggling and needs a second chance. It's okay for you to provide them with that second chance. I'm sure that there are some of you who are reading this or listening to this episode. I posted this on Medium. So if you're listening to this, you can relate to what I'm talking about on several levels. Parenting never ends. Our young adults will always need us. We should be there for them if we can. So I want you to know as a parent that as long as there's air in our lungs and our hearts are beating, if you're providing a sanctuary or a safe place for your children or your young adult, they've come back, I want you to know that there's hope and that sometimes it takes a couple of jump starts for our young adults to get it and to figure out how to land on their feet and be self-sustaining and be happy. And parenting never ends. We're always parents. Even if we're 60 years old and our kids are 32 years old, they're always going to be our kids, even if they're young adults, right? And so there's hope. And so I want this podcast episode, like all of the podcast episodes you listen to, or hopefully have listened to, I want you to find hope. And I want you to be able to get the tools and the resources you need to be a successful parent. All right? So, thank you for listening to today's episode. You can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Apple, and Public Radio. You can contact us at jamescmoffitt@outlook.com. That's James C. Moffitt, M-O-F-F-I-T-T, @outlook.com. Please share our podcast with your friends, family, and coworkers. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye for now.
Please tune in next week for another episode of our podcast on parenting adult children.